Hello everyone and welcome. My name is Dr. Mark A. Hicks and this is Life Strategies. This is the show where we deal with the problems of life. Because life is difficult and it has many challenges and we cannot solve all the problems of life. But we can make life better if we have the right strategies. And I'm here to help you do that. Today I want to talk about how to become an emotionally strong person. How do we build our strength emotionally so that when the problems of life do come along and we have struggles and difficulties, that we are strong enough on an emotional level to face them? Now, there are endless numbers of ways that we can build our strength, but I want to give you five strategies today that we can specifically work on to bring into our life that can help us become an emotionally strong person. We're never going to be able to avoid all the problems of life. Life is going to be a struggle sometimes. But it's better if we have the emotional strength to face these problems, to deal with them. And so becoming an emotionally strong person will give us the ability to look at the problems of life and know we have the strength and the resources within us to face those problems. Now, before I give you the strategies that will help, let me tell you a couple of things that will not help. One of the things that will not help us become an emotionally strong person is to try to face everything through willpower, sheer tenacity, just setting our jaw, gritting our teeth, picking ourselves up by our bootstraps, and just being tough. You can do that for a short period of time, but if it's a big problem and if it's a long-term issue, that's how people crash. That will wear you out. It takes a lot of energy to try to be tough and strong and just face things with sheer tenacity. That energy runs out. We don't have the energy to face every problem of life that way. Because life is just bigger than us. The problems of life are more powerful than us as an individual. And so if we try to face everything with sheer willpower, that's going to just wear us down. We will eventually run out of energy and we will crash. We need a better strategy than that. And so I'm going to give you five strategies that you can put into your life that will help you become emotionally stronger. So when the problems come along, we'll have the strength to face it. One is maintain your physical body. Maintain your physical health. We've talked about this many times on this show. The physical body has a connection with our emotional health. And that's easy to see. For instance, if you have a cold and your nose is running and your eyes are watering and you're coughing and sneezing, are you cheerful? Most of the time, the answer is no. If you have a cold and you're just not feeling good, that's usually not the time that you are cheerful and happy. That's usually the time that you have a bad attitude, you're in a bad mood, you don't feel good, you're feeling fatigued, because the body has a connection with our emotional health. We're not going to be upbeat and happy and cheerful when we're not feeling well physically. And so it stands to reason, if we want to be an emotionally strong person, that as much as possible, we need to maintain our physical health. Now, it doesn't mean you have to be an Olympic athlete. You don't have to run marathons, but we need to get some sleep at night. We need to have basic nutrition. We need to have a little bit of exercise. We need to avoid the things that really damage our bodies, like excess alcohol or cigarettes. We need to just basically take care of ourselves. And when we do that, our emotional health will naturally be stronger. It will just work naturally. The second strategy is to build a support group. Have people in your life that care for you, that care about you and want to help you, that will help you in a time of need, that will support you, somebody you can talk to. As I said before, the problems of life are bigger than us. That none of us are strong enough to take on all the problems of life by ourselves. It helps if we have a group around us. We just need people that have our back, people that care about us, people that we can talk to, people that can advise us, people that can support us when we are in need. If something horrible happened in your life right now, who would you call? And if someone doesn't immediately come to mind, that's a problem. You need to have people in your life. And you really need to have more than one. Sometimes we just depend on a spouse or perhaps a best friend. And of course, they can carry the bulk of that load. But we need more, because sometimes people just get wore out. Sometimes if we are dealing with a long-term problem, our friend or our spouse may just be exhausted of constantly hearing about our problems. We may need other people to help support us. It helps to have more than one. And sometimes we need professionals around us. We need to have a doctor to help us maintain our physical health. We might need a therapist, a counselor. We might need people around us that are professionals, in addition to friends and family, that can help support us when we have problems. And so if we get into a situation and we don't know who to call, that causes stress. One of the things that gives us calm and a more secure emotional feeling in a time of difficulty is that we know exactly who we would call. We know exactly who's going to be there for us, and we have people around us immediately anytime we need help. That creates an emotional strength that we can be reassured in time of difficulty that we've got people with us. We don't have to do it alone. The third strategy is to develop enjoyable activities and to know what those are before the problem comes along, before we get overwhelmed with the difficulties. When we are facing really difficult times, we're in a period of grief or true hardship, nothing's going to sound fun. Nothing's going to sound enjoyable. Nothing's going to sound relaxing. We need to know the things that we really enjoy, the things that help us relax before the problems come along. Sometimes we work so much or get involved in just taking care of our household and our jobs and our families that we don't really develop enjoyable activities, things that help us unwind and relax. And so when we get overwhelmed with problems, somebody may say to us, you need to go out and just relax. Do something fun. Just do something that helps you relax. And we think, I don't even know what that is. We need to have an understanding of ourselves, of what we enjoy doing, what helps us relax, what helps us unwind, so that we have that in our minds, we know what that is, and even if it doesn't sound very fun because we're so depressed and upset and stressed about the problems, we can go do that because we know it will help us. A fourth strategy is to save some money. Have a little extra money on hand. Have some money in savings. Now, you don't have to be a wealthy person. But just saving a little bit of money can solve so many small problems. It doesn't mean that you have to have a lot of money, but if we have just a little extra, if we're keeping a little bit back in savings each month and we have that money available, it can solve a lot of small problems so that we don't have to feel stress about it. We can save our emotional strength for the big problems of life. For instance, a small bill comes along that you didn't expect, a small unexpected expense. If you have a little money in savings, you simply pay that bill and it doesn't have to stress you out. Or you're feeling really tired and drained and you just need a holiday. You just need to get away for a little while, just a couple of days, just to get out of town and relax somewhere. If you've got some extra money, you can easily do that. You just go find a place to rent for a day or two and just relax, and it helps you maintain your emotional health. However, if you are constantly running a debt in your life, if you're constantly spending all the money you have and a small unexpected bill comes along, then it causes you stress. Then you're having to scramble to figure out how to pay that bill. Or if you need a little getaway, you need a little holiday, a little vacation, and you can't do it, then you're getting more and more drained. And so then when a big problem comes along, You just don't have the resources. You've drained your energy on the small problems of life, and you don't have the energy, the emotional strength to face the big ones. If we save a little money, if we have just a little extra in savings, when the small things come along, when we need a little break, when we need a holiday, when we need to pay a small bill that was unexpected, we can do that without stress and save our emotional strength for the big problems of life. Having a little extra money on hand solves a lot of small problems and keeps us from draining our emotional strength. The fifth strategy is to connect with something bigger than you are. To have something in your life, more than one thing in your life, that's important, that's bigger than you. And to know that life is worth it because of this. We're all going to face problems. We're all going to face difficulties. But you know, if you can go home and hold your baby, and you know that you need to face the problems of life because you love this little child, you love this baby, and you'll do anything in life, face any problem to make sure they're taken care of. That's just bigger than us. That's more profound than we are. And it won't solve the problems of life, but it makes it worth it to face the problems of life. People can find this in any number of ways. Find a purpose. Find something in your life that makes life worth it. No matter what you face in life, you know it's worth it to face those problems because you're here on this earth for a little while doing something that's bigger than you. People find this in taking care of the planet. Some people find it in God. Some people find it in relationships and family. Some people find it in art and music. Whatever it might be, when you know life is worth it because you have profound things in your life, things that are bigger than you, more profound than you, it gives us emotional strength to face the difficulties of life, to face the problems, because life is not just about us being comfortable. Life is not just about getting through the day and completing a list of tasks. Life is more profound. And so find things, relationships, a purpose, spirituality, whatever it might be, that gives you a sense of connection with life bigger than you are. That life is not just a list of tasks, not just things to do, but find things that give meaning to life, purpose to life. Connect with those things, and it gives us profound strength to face the difficulties, because whatever we have to face then is worth it because we have a purpose in being here. If you put these strategies into place, if you will take care of your physical health, build a support group around you, find enjoyable activities, save a little bit of money, and connect with the profound things of life, things that are bigger than you, it will build your emotional strength to a place that you can face the problems of life with real, true strength. Thank you for listening today. This is Life Strategies, and I want you to know that this show is sponsored by the English-speaking United Methodist Church of Prague. These are people that want to help make your life better. You can find that website at esumc.cz. Of course, I invite you to listen to this and other color radio programming by going to radiocolor.cz. And of course, you can check out my website at markahicks.com. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Dr. Mark A. Hicks. Life is difficult, but it can be better if we have the right strategies. Take care, everyone.